the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids, 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick from Kemp Ice at Baxter Arena in Omaha. The Badgers down 2-0, and they're down a man here for the first minute 20 or so of this third period. The penalty on Horbach for high sticking. 5-on-3 power play goal by Tyler Rollwagon made it 2-0. Badgers get the job done here, sliding the puck all the way down the ice with a minute to go on the power play. And the Badgers will go to their third string goaltender, or freshman, Anton Castro, Clark Cup champion with the Fargo Force, making his Wisconsin debut in goal here in the third period against Omaha. So William Grama stops 15 of 17, and now Anton Castro steps in. Red sweater, red helmet as well, with a single, or with a couple of white stripes down the top. Badgers, 35 seconds left to kill off on this power play for Omaha. Griffin Ludke slides it over to Mitchell. Left wing comes Gramer. Slowed a bit by Fitzgerald. Scholes out on the PK with Palatichuk. Laskowski out there for the Badgers as well. Gramer's got it in the corner. Near side, right below Paul and I. Tied up LaPinta. Scholes and Palatichuk trying to jam it free. So is Hillman for Omaha. Laskowski lost his man walking in. Low right was Mitchell, and his shot went off a stick to the far glass. Skoski thought the puck had popped free to his right. Instead, it didn't, and Mitchell came walking in on goal. Nice move far side by Mitchell, who was able to get separation from Laskowski and turned around behind himself, faced square to the net, and shot one at Castro, who made the stop. And that'll do it for the Omaha power play. 1-for-4 tonight. Castro makes his first save as a Badger. 2-0 Omaha. I'm going to turn up your microphone here, Paul. Are you trying to talk?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I was like, I don't know if you had fallen asleep or what was going on there.
To make a long story short, good play by Laskowski.
Okay. Here's Finley overskates in the Omaha slot area. Lindmark overskates as well. Puck free. Horbach's got it. Slowed along the right wing of the Maverick zone. And the puck taken away by Jimmy Glynn. Glynn up the left wing, and Erdahl tried to pitch it past Dexheimer, who knocked it down with his stick, but Erdahl able to bat the puck towards the front of the net. Badgers try to clear off the body of Stang. It was down by his feet. He couldn't shoot. Now Erdahl does, and he goes upstairs, and Castro lifts his right shoulder, makes the stop, drops down into his blocker, and he hangs on for a faceoff. Stang and Erdahl playing together. The Eau Claire kids and former Badgers on the same line with Jimmy Glynn. They've produced some chances here tonight. 2-0 Omaha, early third period.
Yeah, Erdahl, we know he had a great year last year for Omaha. And you can see just kind of starting out that same way. His just legs just keep moving every time he's out there. He gets the puck. He's just looking at the net, making everything very simple when getting the puck around the net. And it scored what, 13 goals last year for them?
Yep, 13 goals, 25 points as a junior. He scored 10 goals and 18 points in 70 games in 2 years with Wisconsin. 2-0 Mavericks with the lead, 2.5 minutes into the third. Puck on the stick of Ryland Mosley through the center circle. Weaves to his left in the offensive zone. Drop pass to Dick in and out of the glove of Radler. The big goaltender now back behind the net. Dick with a follow-up shot off the end boards. Falls over a man and put the puck in the back of the net. He gets a fortuitous bounce off the end boards. And Tyson Dick, who's been generating offense here tonight, gets a basically a rebound goal, and the Badgers on the board down 2-1.
Yeah, the Badgers got the Riedler going side to side. First it was left side behind the boards to the right side, and then went back across the other way. Tyson Dick, one motion, didn't handle it at all, just took the loose puck and put it on net, tried to beat the goaltender across, and he got him.
Although the referees are going to take a look at video replay, though. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco here in Omaha. Badgers, we think, trailed 2-1. But after Tyson Dick took the caramel off the end boards and put the puck, we believe, behind Radler. Yep. They went to video replay to the referees and confirmed that Dick did score. And so the Badgers are on the board here, down 2-1.
I'm wondering, the net moved a lot when the goaltender came across. I'm wondering if they were just making sure things were where they were supposed to be, and the puck went over into the net in the right place. But Tyson Dick rewarded, like you mentioned. He had especially one shift earlier, but he's been pretty active for Wisconsin. And he gets rewarded being in the right place at the right time there.
They give Kukkonen and Mosley helpers at 2:41.
Unfortunately, it doesn't count officially as his first goal as a Badger.
Correct, it doesn't. But it's good to see. So 2-1 game here early third period. Omaha breaks out. Hoot Cachero to the right wing. His pass broken up by the Badgers, taken back by Dick, and then stripped from him by Omaha defenseman Joe Gramer. Up to center ice it comes, and Charlie Lurie came across the line and got hammered by Anthony Kerr. Fans want a penalty, nothing called. Kerr took him out, looked legit, like legitimate defensive play. And now Zach Scholes' wrister from the left wing stopped by Radler, and he bobbled it a bit, but able to cover for a faceoff. Anthony Kerr is slimmed down a bit. The fifth-year defenseman from Winnipeg has played 131 games for the Badgers, and he hit Lurie hard right below us near the Badger bench. Lurie had gotten rid of the puck and was a little off balance when Kerr plastered him into the sideboards. And after seeing a view from a camera that was right along the sideboards looking the length of the ice, it could have been viewed as a dangerous hit by some, and that's why the reaction. Long-range blast by Botterill, glove by Radler. He hangs on. But Lurie back up on his skates pretty quickly. He's just getting a drink of water. His gloves are on. He's standing up, and he appears to be no worse for the wear.
That's among the goals about a game like this, is you want both teams to go home healthy.
Right.
So it's good to see him right back up.
Faceoff to the right of Radler. 2-1 game. Omaha with a lead. Two goals by Tyler Rollwagon in the second period. And now Tyson Dick has Wisconsin on the board. Mellenbacher to take the draw. Pietilä lets it go to Palatichuk. He banks it off the end boards. It ricochets around a little bit and finally gathered in by Nolan Krenzen. Outlets to center. Badgers take it away. Palatichuk, pressured by Risk, lobs a pass ahead, trying to spring somebody. Loose puck, Botterill off balance shot, blocked by Dylan Grattan, who slides it ahead to Risk. Left wing now to Ludke. He carried it across the line, then mishandled and offside called on Omaha. So again, Lindenwood in next weekend, then Ohio State to open the Big Ten season. All four games at the Kohl Center, 7 o'clock both Friday night, 6 o'clock both Saturday. Tickets are on sale, and I know ticket sales have gone very well for Wisconsin hockey this year.
Yeah, it's up over, if you combine Friday and Saturday nights, more than 1,000 regular season tickets sold. And then the students have been outstanding also. We had that student shootout at the Kohl Center a week or so ago, and there was about almost 1,400 students showed up for that, which is, I'm pretty sure, a record by a couple hundred. And then nice. The next morning, there was 1,200 tickets sold total, so it was over 2,000. Close it in on just a few short of the post-pandemic year where everyone wanted to go out and see things.
Steal by Morrissey. His turnaround shot left circle fought off by the goaltender Radler. Scholl keeps it alive in the attacking zone, puts it behind the net, but a center ice breakout. Nice pass by Griffin Lutke up the middle. And here comes Omaha on the attack. Backpedaling as Weston Knox. Floating shot right wing in on Castro. He made the stop. Gathered in by Scholl, and here comes Wisconsin the other way. He'll dump it in. There goes Cox, the defenseman. In on the forecheck. Weston Knox getting busy. Out high. Lotch shot. Stop made. Rebound there. Taken by Liskoski. Now Lotch again is shot in the glove of Radler. He hangs on. Badgers applying a little bit more pressure here, Paul, offensively.
I mentioned Weston Knox down deep. We've seen him a couple, at least two of his shifts. He's has no fear of getting down low on the Badger offensive zone. The first shift he had, I think he was down forechecking down by the bottom of the faceoff circle. But Daniel Lotch getting a couple chances there. The D getting involved.
And I noticed that about Knox in practice, too. He's not afraid to get deep in the offensive zone, Weston Knox. Double-A state champion in Minnesota with Andover back in 2022. Played in the North American Hockey League last season. Captain at Minot. Here's Hensler across the line. Hensler wide right. Put it in front for Finley. Two did not connect. Puck off the sidewall. Flipped ahead now for Miles Hillman. He tries a tough angled shot. Fought off by Castro. Made the save. Loose puck picked up by Hensler. Up ahead Finley now. One-on-one with Kramer, but didn't handle the pass right away. Now it's Finley. Tried to set up Fitzgerald. He got tripped down. No penalty called. Just near the Omaha left goal line. And now it's taken by the Mavericks. Pinta carries it across, pushed it to the corner. Scholl goes to get it. Omaha in the midst of a change. Now the Badgers' Logan Hensler has it. 2-1. Mavericks lead the Badgers in this exhibition. Omaha gets to head to Las Vegas next weekend for a tournament that features UMass, Air Force, and the host, Minnesota Golden Gophers.
The Icebreaker Tournament, which the Badgers played in last year at North Dakota and Bemidji.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right, does it?
What are you saying, Brian?
The Badgers go to Bemidji and Grand Forks, and now the Icebreakers in Vegas. Oh, Mosley, tough shot. Sharp angle left side. That was a blocker saved by Radler. Shots on goal almost even now. It's 29-28 Mavericks. Pass by Krenzen, intended for Hootkachero, and he was defended by Pilatichuk. Dexheimer, pressured by Lurie, trying to dig it out of the corner. Lindmark there for support, squirts free to Mosley. Mosley fights off one check, takes a bump. Nice cross-ice pass, Kukkonen, who from outside the offensive blue line lobs one on the goaltender. Radler gloved it, and now Omaha will come the other way after the Badgers make a change. 13:15 to go in the third. 2-1 Omaha. Tyler Rollwagon from Bloomington, Minnesota, junior. Both goals for the Mavericks. Wisconsin takes the puck in the Omaha zone to our right. Tyson Dick swings a pass right side. Jack Phelan looking. Shot off a stick. Ricocheted out to the high slot. Knox goes to get it. Feathers a pass to Dick. Sauces across. Phelan, his long-range shot just missed. He whistled it down low to the ice. Now the puck chipped out to center, and Knox goes to get it for the Badgers. Good to see Weston Knox get a little bit more time. Jack Phelan as well. We'll probably see Luke Buss a little bit more out on the ice. Steal in the Omaha zone. Up ahead, Tanner Lutke looks behind him. Fans off to his right. Backhand sauce pass far side. Gavin mishandled it. He had a lane to the net. Phelan now on him. Gavin's got it. Right-handed defenseman skates it out high. Back to the wing he goes, and Panenimi. Out to Griffin Lutke. Sends it back to the left wing. Good stick by Lotch. Tanner Lutke backs into Lotch as he was headed to the net. Knocked Daniel down. But the Badgers get the puck. And here's Phelan now. fifth-round draft pick of the Detroit Red Wings in 2023, product of the Chicago Mission. Big gun lad, captain in Sioux Falls, in USHL a year ago. Omaha lobs the puck out through center. Castro thought about coming well out of his net. Instead, he'll let Hensler go to get it. And Logan overskates the puck and then had his stick knocked out of his hands. And in the process, one of the Omaha players, Jimmy Glynn, collided with the end boards and was rolling around behind the Badgers' net. Wisconsin can't clear. And now Hensler and Glynn go into the wall far side. Glynn is barking at Mellenbacher. Intensity's been pretty good for an exhibition game. Here comes Omaha. Spread wide, four wide across the Badger blue line. Good hustle back, though, by Sawyer Scholl and Anthony Kerr. 11:15 to go in the third. It's 2-1 Omaha. Puck inside the Wisconsin zone to our left. Mitchell digging for it with Scholl. They retrieve the puck. Hillman to the point and Grattan. Down low, Mitchell wants to walk around and stuff it. Scholl's gotten his way. Puck played out to the point now. That's Krenzen. Little sidestep on Mellenbacher. Hands it back out to Hillman. Left wing shot. Grattan got through but hit Scholl's in the backside. Kerr tried to skate it out of the zone. Got knocked off balance. Puck off his stick out to neutral ice. 10:43 to go in the third. 2-1 Omaha.
Yeah, Owen Mellenbacher said a nice little pick there for Anthony Kerr to use to get out of the zone and finally get that puck out.
A lot of Chuck Steele in his own zone. Horbach at center to Finley. He pitch forked it deep into the zone. Horbach goes to get it left corner. Met there by Krenzen after Odover skating. Omaha takes the puck away. Up the middle of the ice they come. Gramer, right wing. LaPinta cutting in on Polatichuk. Gets help from Dexheimer. Can't get a shot off. Still had the puck. And then Finley comes and pokes it away. Here comes Quinn Finley. Badgers 3-on-3 to our right. Stops at the hash marks. Bumps it off now for Horbach. Immediately double-teamed along the boards. Over to help is Morrissey. Finley as well, working hard along the left wing wall. Horbach's got a turnaround. Shot glove save made by Radler. He hangs on. 9:55 to go in the third. Omaha leads Wisconsin 2-1. Exhibition season opener in Omaha. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and Marine antifreeze. Its burst-proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon today at Menards. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Great to have Culver's back sponsoring Wisconsin men's hockey this season. 2-1 Omaha in this exhibition game. Offensive zone faceoff won by the Badgers. Lodge skates it to the left side and fires one through the blue paint. Ricocheted off the right wing wall, and Hensler put it on goal, and Radler made the stop and hangs on. Shots on goal now even, 30 apiece. 2-1, though. Omaha with the lead. A 5-on-3 power play goal by Tyler Rollwagon right now would be the game winner. Rollwagon both goals for the Mavericks. He'll open up NCHC competition in November against Western Michigan. Besides their trip to Vegas, they've got home games against Augustana, then go to Minnesota State before hosting Western Michigan. Arizona State now part of the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Out high right, and a blast by the defenseman Gaven, waffled away by Castro. Kukkonen lifts the stick of Israel's near side but can't clear. Puck deflects back to Hensler, patient with it. Logan Hensler now circles in his own end to get some space, and Kukkonen will whip it deep. 9:13 to go. Badgers get a change. Laskowski, Lindmark, and Finley out on the ice now with Thalen and Knox defensively for Wisconsin. Griffin Luetke up to center and wrist. Left wing pass for Paninimi. Too far for him. He ties up Thalen, but the puck slides free to Knox. Poked it ahead to Finley. Had it. Tries to get it past Norlin and does. Got taken down. No penalty. Finley trying to draw one, but the referees kept their arms down. Norlin now. Little backhand pass that went off a skater two to the stick of Tanner Luetke. Now neutral ice. Risk zips a pass. Luetke takes it off the wall. Off balance shot. Right wing just missed. Oh, that was an athletic shot by the left-handed Luetke moving to his right.
Yeah, that took
He's
the puck off.
He's a big kid. He's 6 feet, 200 pounds. My gosh. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, he just smoothly took the puck off the boards and got a shot off in just a fraction of a second. That was an impressive release.
Again, he's left-handed moving to his right, and he's 25 feet out, and he had some serious steam on that shot. Here's Dick. Centering pass. Pietola stoned by a Radler. Rebound attempt bounces behind the net. Dick tried to put it in front again. Pietola does. Slides all the way out to the left wing. Scholes back pedal shot. Redirected by Dick on goal. And scrambling for it. Radler able to cover. Tyson Dick along with Adam Pietola and Ryan Botterill combining for a few offensive chances. Tyson Dick really playing well here tonight. He's got 6-7 shots on goal. He's got the only lamplighter so far for Wisconsin.
You mentioned how he started out on the fifth line in the preseason here, and now has gotten himself at least on the line chart on the fourth line. But, yeah, he's playing like the number one center tonight for Wisconsin.
No kidding. And he can play wing, too. 2-1 Omaha, 7:53 to go here in the third.
This is a nifty play. Quick, again, we talked about the quickness of Luetke on the sideboards. Their Badgers just made two quick passes. It was in front with a great chance.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Horbach out high right. Tried to shoot, and his stick snapped in half. Gets a new piece of wood from equipment manager Nate Lapointe. Puck taken away by Hillman. 2-on-3. Hillman slides one across. An aerial feed that LaPinta got his stick on as he was a couple of feet in front of the Badgers' net. The puck went wide. The goal came off its moorings. Castro, Badgers freshman netminder's just fine. He goes and gets his water bottle and his stick. Boy, a little sauce pass across by Hillman, and LaPinta got his stick on it.
Yeah, that was it was kind of fortunate that the net went off the moorings for Wisconsin. It was just kind of a scramble. We saw the stick break for Horbach.
Yeah.
A nifty little through-the-legs move and just outside the blue line for Omaha to make it a 2-on-1. And the stoppage of play lets the Badgers regroup after that quick sequence.
Fitzgerald, Mosley, and Kukkonen out right now. Anton Castro's played well here tonight. Played with Fargo in the USHL the last three seasons. 45 wins in 75 games for Castro. Puck played towards the front of the Omaha net. Squirted free, and Radler on his hands and knees able to cover as Kukkonen and Mosley and Fitzgerald applying some pressure. Those three will remain on the ice. Hensler and Lotch out now to replace Dexheimer and Palatichuk in the back end. Castro, a Clark Cup champion a year ago, had 22 wins of 263 goals against. He's done a nice job. It's a good problem to have when you have three quality goaltenders. I tell you, Scarfoni looked good. I thought William Grama was good. You know, the first goal that was given up was a 2-on-1. Second goal was a 5-on-3, a tip in front of the net. And now Castro. Oh, long range shot by Daniel Lotch. Kukkonen may have gotten a piece of it in front. It goes near side post up into the top part of the net. And the Badgers tie the game with 7:19 to go in the third. They'll give that goal to Daniel Lotch.
The Badger D, I don't know what the numbers are. We'll have to look at that. But when the game's over, they've been just getting the pucks all over the net between. We've seen Phelan do it. We've seen Lotch take a bunch of shots. We've seen Hensler do it. This one, it was pretty harmless from the sideboards almost. Picked a loose puck up, just put it towards the net. Some traffic in front. It hit the far post and the perfect spot, and it's a tie game.
So Tyson Dick pulls Wisconsin within one. And now Lodge pulls Wisconsin even. Enemy had skated into the attacking zone, lost the handle, and here comes Ryland Mosley. 3-on-2 for the Badgers. Hard to the net goes Fitzgerald. Pass right wing for Kukkonen. Hit the back skate of Fitzgerald, and the play just evaporates. We'll give it to Lodge. Give Fitzgerald the lone helper at 12:41. So a 2-2 game. Wisconsin has allowed only 6 shots on goal in this period while generating 14 of its own. And we had talked in the intermission. Coaches were wondering where the scoring would come from. Here's a setup in the slot to Laskowski. He was backpedaling away while trying to receive the feed from Finley and kept backpedaling too much and never got a shot off. Never caught the puck, really. Lob shot towards Castro. Easy stop from long range. And now Laskowski on the attack again. From behind, the Badgers' Morrissey got knocked down and actually drew Wisconsin offside. Could have been interference, but no call. Finley applies a bit of a hit on Sam Stang. Erdahl upended by Wisconsin's Weston Knox, who wins the puck far corner of the Badgers' end. Flipped out to center. 6 minutes to go in the third. 2-2 game. Long lead feed off the stick of Wisconsin's Laskowski. Chased down by Israels. Harrison Israels played in Alaska last year for the Nanooks. Had 20 goals as a senior. He scored 13 goals in his first 2 years, then had 20 last season, and then comes here to Omaha to complete his collegiate career. Israel's one of 6 transfers, one of 14 newcomers on this squad for the Mavericks. A little scrum on the near side between Phelan and Omaha's Bremer. Eventually, Wisconsin's Morrissey able to win it free. Tried to force a pass between the legs of his teammate Knox. Went off his skates. Pinballed around a bit. Bremer off the wall. Stick handling between a pair of Badgers. Takes it to the blue line. Now poked free for a moment by Dick, but Bremer got it back and dumped it deep. And now Knox knocks down Rollwagon, who tried to draw a penalty, but he embellished. He could get a couple of minutes, and then Rollwagon shoves Knox into the sideboards near the Badgers bench, and he's still barking at the Badgers freshman defenseman.
They were barking at the whole Badger bench there. Saw at least one Badger get up and start chatting with him.
And on the attack comes Omaha. Mitchell almost beat Castro underneath the right arm, but Anton made the stop and gave up no rebound. Timeout on the ice, 4:41 to go, third period. The Badgers have pulled even with goals from Tyson Dick and Daniel Lodge. It's 2-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 2-2 game. Face off inside the Wisconsin zone to the left of freshman netminder Anton Castro. Lindmark, Kukkonen, Botterill on the ice for the Badgers with Pilatichuk and Pietila. Beg your pardon, it's Dexheimer and Pilatichuk. Botterill, Lindmark, and Pietila. Badgers able to flip it out to center to the stick of Griffin Luetke. Clark Cup champion in Sioux City a couple of years ago was Luetke. Mitchell, pass to the right wing, Hillman. Pushed away from the biscuit by Pilatichuk. Lindmark carried into the near wall, turns the puck over to Mitchell, out to Gaben, long range shot got through into the breadbasket of Anton Castro, and he makes the stop and hangs on. 4:10 to go here in the third, a 2-2 game. You know, last season, Paul, the defenseman, didn't score a heck of a lot. Ben Dexheimer had 5 goals. Daniel Lotch only had a pair. So did Anthony Kerr. And Joe Palatichuk had 3 goals. But there's something that stands out about the Wisconsin Badgers here tonight from the blue line.
Yeah, we kind of alluded to it earlier, just not having numbers, but the defensemen seem to be taking a lot of shots. The Badgers have 34 today. It's 17, exactly half of them are by the blue liner. Lotch leading with 5, and Hensler's got 4, and they have Scholes with 4. I wonder if they've mixed a few sixes in there with his number, but add in Jack Phelan, who hasn't played a ton, but he's got 3.
2-2 game under 4 minutes left. Cross-ice pass by Griffin Lutke off the stick of Kukkonen and ricocheted all the way across the ice to the Mavericks bench. Actually forced Omaha back into its own zone. Backhand flip to Risk at center ice. Like Israel's, Risk played at Alaska 3 years, 36 goals and 80 points for Risk. Another transfer in the Omaha white uniforms and black and red trim. Daniel Lodge stands behind his own nets. Not pressured. 3:20 to go. Steps to his left. Breakout along the wall to Mosley. Bounced a pass ahead intended for Kukkonen, but in his way was Jacob Slipik from White Rock, British Columbia. And Omaha able to dump it into the Wisconsin zone. Lotch reverses course all the way around to Mellenbacher. 3-on-3. Stepping underneath Mellenbacher, separating from the puck was Cachero. A right wing shot in and out of the glove of Castro. Thankfully, Zach Scholes was there to rim it around the far side wall, but the Mavericks hold his own. Scholes now gets some support. Puck won free by Sawyer. Scholes tried to carry it in front. Cachero attacked, poked it off his stick, but ricocheted out of harm's way. Now Scholes with it across the line for the Badgers. 2:35 to go. Right corner to the wall in Horbach. Met there by Gramer. And then chopped out to center ice. And Anthony Kerr has to hustle back with Slipik in pursuit. Here's Scholes now to Horbach. Cross ice with speed. Morrissey across the line. Toe pulls. His shot may have gone off his stick and wide. Dexheimer slowed right wing wall. Morrissey wanted to come right. Faked and went back left. Fell down. Back up. Tied up by Grattan in the corner. Trying to knife it free was Finley. Slides to the far corner and Palatichuk right back to Finley. Hesitation move and steps back behind the net. Finley now to the right wing. Out to the point, Dexheimer. Fake left, back right. Shot goes off the stick into the netting up above the Omaha cage. And a stoppage in play. 1:51 to go in the third. A 2-2 hockey game here in Omaha. Michigan State swept Lake Superior State on the road, winning 5-1 tonight. Michigan earns a split at home against Minnesota State, a 4-1 victory. Penn State opening its season tonight, first of 2 in Fairbanks against Alaska. We'll check all the college hockey scores and Major League Baseball playoff action as well during our postgame show tonight, which follows this exhibition game. 1:50 to go in regulation. Dexheimer and Palatichuk with Dick, Botterill, and Pietila, the Badgers' 5 skaters. Puck slides free, off-balance shot. Dexheimer goes off a body, then Wisconsin's Pietila bounced towards the cage and Radler covered. Wisconsin will get an offensive zone faceoff, and the Badgers have won 35 of 58 draws so far tonight.
The last one, the Badgers won back to the point for Ben Dexheimer, but the puck was bouncing all over the place and skipped over his stick. Get another chance here. You mentioned the temperature outside and the ice. There's been a couple times it's been bouncing around. I know there's some snow, but at least from us, from, I don't know, 100 feet high, looks great from here. But I can't love to hear how it has gone for the players because it's hard to tell from up here.
Faceoff won by the Badgers. Lodge steps left, wrister blocked, and it caroms out to neutral ice. Fitzgerald taps back to Hensler. One pass ahead, right wing boards to Finley off his stick. Follows up, tries to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Instead on the near side, it's Bremer. Knocked down by Kukkonen. 1:10 to go in regulation. Here comes Israel's now for Omaha. Pokes it down to the corner. Hensler stays with him. Good work by Daniel Lodge on the near side. Tying up Roll Wagon. Point shot by Grattan wide of the mark off the backboards, and Finley's got it. Off the stick of Hensler. Under a minute to play. 2-2 game. Long lead feed. Finley trying to get behind the defense. Takes it off the wall. Can't settle the puck. Now he shoots one off the side of the net. And the goaltender, Radler, looked over his left shoulder and the puck was shot to his right. I'm not sure if he thought the puck went in. He had no idea where it went, that's for sure.
He maybe thought it was going wide and was looking for it on the other side, too. He did hit the,
could have been, sure.
Hit this outside net, but
27 seconds left. Center ice, Stang. Across the line is Glynn. He'll scoop it to the corner. Stang tries to get underneath Palatichuk and does. Knocks him down. Bumps it off the end boards for Ertl. Ertl trying to make a play out to the point now. And the defenseman, that's Clevin or Krenzen. Ertl throws it to the corner. 10 seconds to play in regulation. Palatichuk scoops it ahead. Mosley looking for it. Tap pass off the Dick. 5 seconds to go. 3 seconds. Cross the line, Tyson Dick. One-on-one against the defenseman, Gramer, who pokes it free. And this exhibition game is going to overtime. 2-2 after 60 minutes of play. Two goals in the third period for the Badgers. Tyson Dick at 2:41 from Kyle Kukkonen and Ryland Mosley. Then Daniel Lodge gets the game-tying goal at 12:41 with the lone assist going to Christian Fitzgerald. And unofficially, shots on goal in that third period. 14 for the Badgers and 10 for Omaha. Anton Castro stopped all 10 shots he faced in that period, while Kevin Radler for Omaha was able to stop 12 of 14. So we're going to overtime. There's an ice crew out there now shoveling off the extra snow, and we'll go 3-on-3 for the next 5 minutes, or whoever scores before.
Well, if you're going to bust six and a half hours for one game for an exhibition, you might as well get an extra 5 minutes of practice in, get some overtime practice in, right?
Yes, correct.
Badgers will take the overtime, especially entering the third period down with a two-goal deficit. That's a pretty good third period and good response for Wisconsin. And we talked about trying to find goals, and that was maybe the question mark coming into the season. The goaltending looks probably pretty solid, and the D is very talented. Ladie has gotten involved in the third period and really the whole game to help produce some offense, and Badgers found a way with Tyson Dick has really stepped up today, and we'll get to see a little bit more open ice here and see what happens.
Now the Badgers getting third period goals from Dick and Daniel Lodge, and yeah, Tyson Dick, 6 shots on goal tonight, they say. That's pretty good. He leads the team. Ryan Botterill with 5 this evening. Badgers spread it out quite a bit. So Castro will stay in goal for Wisconsin. Radler for Omaha, both freshman netminders. And the Badgers in this 3-on-3 power play have the speedy Finley and Fitzgerald up front with defenseman Ben Dexheimer. Omaha will start Garrett Pinenemy at center with Tanner Lutke and team captain defenseman Nolan Krenzen. Badgers will go to our left in OT, and they win the faceoff. And Dexheimer takes the ice in front of him. One-on-one with Krenzen. Peels back. Hard of the net goes Fitzgerald. Dexheimer has no place to pass or shoot. Skates into the right wing now and will just maintain possession. Such a key in 3-on-3 overtime, not just to throw the puck around or shoot from tough angles. Possess the puck and try to make something happen. Finley's got the puck. Tanner Lutke wants a break 22 seconds into OT, but he ain't going to get it. Here's Finley now off to his right. Across the line, one-on-one. Cuts to the slot. Looking. Shooting one. Backside save made by Radler, cleared out of harm's way by Lutke. Excellent move by Finley, one on two, and almost won it. Here's Pinenemy now, give and go with Lutke. Off his skate to the corner. Two of Mavericks will change, and now Lutke just throws it all the way down to the goaltender, and he'll pitch it off to the defenseman Gramer, and here comes Griffin Lutke. Minute into overtime, 2-2 game. Zach Ertl, Sam Stang, former Badgers out there for Omaha. Left wing shot off a stick and sticked away by Castro. A deflection and a nice stop by the freshman netminder. Lutke now left point. Left wing to Stang. Circles out high slot, setting up Ertl for a blast. And the one-timer kicked out Castro. Gathered in Ertl, shot back off the stick of Morrissey defending. Castro then poked it to the far corner. Morrissey lob pass. Breakaway now for Kyle Kukkonen. Can he catch up to the rolling puck? Yes, shoots. Oh, great save by Radler. Now Stang headmans to Griffin Lutke. Hard to the net goes Ertl. Pass intercepted by Morrissey. Tried to poke it past Stang. Could not. Good play by Stang to prevent a breakaway. Back and forth we go in 3-on-3 overtime. Hensler to his right. Slot now moves to the circle. Shoots one up high. Radler save. Hensler fell into the corner wall. Stang out of gas. Pitched it ahead now to Jimmy Glenn. One-on-one against Finley. Off to his right. Finley tries to stay with him. Glenn back behind the net. Man wide open in front. Pass behind him and all the way out to center ice. 2-2 in overtime. 2 minutes in. Puck at center. Here's Glenn now. Across the line. 2-on-1. It's Bremer. Shot off balance. Good stick by Wisconsin's Hensler. It sails off the glass. Stays in play. Here's Ellis off balance. Shot in front off the body of Bremer to the far corner. Bremer steals. Down the slot. Ellis. Bremer hangs on to it. Left circle. Can't get a shot off. Waiting for a change here is Omaha. They've got the puck in the offensive zone. 2:35 to go in overtime. Out high it's Noah Ellis. Ellis the right-handed defenseman. Finley's been out there a long time. Lindmark and Hensler as well. Ellis now off to the right side. It's Brady Risk. Risk little right-hander. Skates to the left wing. Drops it back. Ellis top of the left circle. Ellis back to Risk. Lindmark on him. Went down to block a shot. No shot to be had. Here's Risk off balance. Shoots one high over the cage. Gathered in and held in by Israels. Far side now. It's the defenseman Gaven. Gaven out high. Skates to his right. Shoots. Blocker save. Rebound. Chance for Israels. He bedded it down off the side of the cage. Under 2 minutes to go in overtime. Off the inboards comes Risk. Good poke check by Castro. The only defender there. Now it's Gaven again. Right-hander drops it off to Risk out high right. He's got a lot of juice. He's been out there a long time, but stays. Risk defended by Hensler. He's tired. Hands off now. LaPinta cuts to the slot. His shot blocked by Lindmark. He can't find it. LaPinta's got it. Shot Castro with a save. Rebound comes free now, and Pinanimi's got it. Nope, that's Hillman. Out left side now. It's Gaven. 1:28 to go in overtime. LaPinta with it. Throws a wild pass. Speeding after it is Finley. He's got a potential breakaway. Quinn Finley coming in right side on a backhand forehand. He scores! Quinn Finley in overtime. The Badgers win it. 3-2.
Quinn Finley in front of his own net was leaning on his knees because he has been out there for the last two minutes. The puck goes loose and all of a sudden he got energy as the puck was loose and he was going to have a breakaway, and he found a way to get the puck through the legs of the goaltender Raider, and the Badgers celebrate. Badgers look like a bunch of pylons in their own end for 2 minutes waiting for a loose puck, a whistle, something. And then Finley seized the opportunity and seized it. Unbelievable.
Oh, he came flying after the puck through center ice right wing, cut in left, and had the goaltender Radler coming with him to his right, and he put it right between his pads in the back of the net. An overtime goal by Quinn Finley at 3:42. And to start the season in exhibition fashion, the Badgers win in overtime on the road in Omaha, 3-2, spoiling a special night for Mike Kemp as they dedicate this Baxter Arena ice in the honor of the former Mavericks head coach. 3-2 Wisconsin knocks off Omaha. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
And brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco and producer Jackson Lunsford, I'm Brian Posick here in Omaha, Nebraska. The Badgers rally from two goals down in the third period, force overtime, and then win it in OT by the final score of 3-2. Quinn Finley, unassisted, game-winning goal. And the Badgers win this game in overtime. And this was just an exhibition. How much fun is the regular season going to be if we're going to see something like this to kick off the season? A lot of fun here tonight, and the Badgers prevail 3-2. They were persistent, too, I would say, right? We were talking about how are they going to score, what are they going to do? Well, they generated 14 shots on goal in the third period, 18 over the final third period in overtime session. So that was more than almost as much as they did in the first two periods of play. So that was good to see.
Yeah, it was great response by Wisconsin, just building throughout the game, 9, 11, 14 shots as you went through. And, hockey's back. That was a lot of fun. Can't wait till the next game when it really counts.
And that'll be next Friday night at home against Lindenwood at 7 o'clock. All right, let's get to our three stars of the game this season. They'll be brought to you by Everlight Solar. Paul, who are your three stars?
Third star of the game, going to go with Omaha's Tyler Rollwagon. One, because I love the last name, and two, he scored twice for Omaha.
Yeah.
Got the first goal. On a two-on-one, a nice finish, and then a nice deflection right at the end of the second period with about 0.7 seconds left. Got them up. Also had good conversations with the Badger bench at one point. So that's the number three star. Number two star, talked about the Badger D. Daniel Lotch ended up producing with a goal to get the Badgers tied up midway point in the third period. And
yep.
Ended up with... it looks like three shots, although the computer said twice as many, so maybe all those numbers we were given were lies. I don't know. And the number one star, Tyson Dick, I thought he was probably the best player out in the ice, for sure, for Wisconsin, generating great chances, got rewarded with his first unofficial goal as a Badger.
Yeah.
Doesn't count in the stats, but he got a great bounce off the backboards, found the net, and he was... just generating offense for Wisconsin, which is one of the things they're going to be looking for. So that was a fun night for him, for sure.
Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Badgers win on the road in overtime against Omaha 3-2. More of our post-game show to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Wisconsin rallies and wins the season-opening exhibition here in Omaha, 3-2 in overtime over the Mavericks. Quinn Finley gets the game winner at 3:42 of OT, and that brings us to our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Paul?
Well, pretty much the definition of an energizing play at the end of the game there with Quinn Finley, who seemed like he was out of energy and was energized by a loose puck in the neutral zone. And he, I'm sure, was out of energy because he was out there a long time on the three-on-three overtime, a couple minutes, kind of just staying in front of the shooters and doing a good job positionally. At one point had a stick on his knees and was trying to just get some energy back, and the puck got loose. He went up, burst of speed, made a play, slipped the puck through the goaltender's legs with a man on his back, and put the batters into a little happy mood for the bus ride home tonight.
Yeah, okay. So Quinn Finley gets the game winner and the energizing performance of the game. Well, the season begins for real next weekend. Lindenwood at the Kohl Center, then Ohio State will be in Madison to open Big Ten play October 18th and 19th. Back-to-back road trips at Denver, then Notre Dame, home to play Minnesota November 8th and 9th, and at Penn State a weekend off before a Thanksgiving weekend against Alaska Anchorage at the Kohl Center, home against Michigan State December 6th and 7th, and then at Michigan to close out the first half of the season. We recommend you see us at the Kohl Center or join us on the road and watch Wisconsin Badger hockey this season. 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com for ticket information. A lot of great promotions too this season, Paul, and I know fans will have a blast coming to the rink this year.
Yeah, I mean, we saw what it was like last year. Got some energy in the building after a pretty good year and some outstanding performances. And there's nothing better than the Kohl Center full, and can't wait to see that again this year.
For sure. Hey, nice job. Fun working with you again. Ian Perrin will be back on the radio next weekend in Madison, and great. He's looking forward to that.
Yeah, great to be back talking hockey, for
That's
sure.
That's cool. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. We'll hear from assistant coach Kevin Murdoch after we take a quick break. The Badgers win in overtime in Omaha 3-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Back in Omaha, the Wisconsin Badgers opened the season with a 3-2 exhibition overtime win over the Omaha Mavericks. And joining us now upstairs is assistant coach Kevin Murdoch. And boy, that was... It was actually, you know, for an exhibition game, that was a lot of fun. It was physical. It was fast. Good goaltending. Some really nice goals. What did you see from down there?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty exciting first game and a great opportunity for us to kind of get a good look at everybody and allow them to get some rust off from just not playing real games since last spring. So it was a good opportunity for that. And, yeah. Thought our guys did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and everybody got to play too and did something along the way. It'll be a lot of fun kind of to break this down and see, you know, what this kid did here or who did this here. I'm sure the job you're for the most part worried about is the goaltending, and all three of them got to play and all three of them did very well, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought all three each got a period, and they had their own little challenges in each period, but I thought they all three did a really good job, and kudos to Castro from coming in there at the end and being put in kind of a tough situation as a freshman and being able to shut the door there in the third and into overtime too. So,
yeah, you know, fans had seen William Grandma last year just a handful of times, but tell us a little bit more about Anton Castro and what you see out of that young man who had, 3 years of junior hockey in the USHL in Fargo and won a championship there too.
Yeah. Castro's, he's been in junior hockey for a while because he was in, had an opportunity to play in Fargo for a couple of years, but also before that he was in the North American League with Northeast and Aberdeen and played some heavy minutes there too. So he's been adjusting so far this last month, and I think obviously having been a goalie in college hockey and knowing that process, like it takes guys a little bit of time no matter how old you are and how much junior experience, it's a different level and a little bit different way you got to manage everything just with the academics and life on campus. So he's been doing a good job getting acclimated anyways.
Yeah, he was good too. In fact, Castro stopped all 13 shots he faced, 10 in the third period and then 3 more in overtime. And then Tommy Scarfone played 3 years. I mean, he is a veteran. There's no doubt. How many games he's played in college hockey, like 75 or something like
that?
90,
actually.
Yeah, actually, it might be, what is he, 55, 29, and 4, so I can't add. Yeah, so, like 90 games. And you can tell, just, his poise, he's calm. He moves well, too. Tell us what your impressions are of him as he's been with you guys now since June, basically.
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it right there on the head. He's calm. He can move. He's he's got that ability and the experience to, I think, be a calming, a little bit of a calming aspect for us back there. As much as we have a decent number of defensemen and guys back from last year, like, we still have a handful of young guys just still trying to get their feet under them. So, obviously relying on his experience to be able to handle whatever gets thrown at him here in college hockey. I'm sure he's seen it at this point. So, hopefully he can continue with that.
Yeah. Paul Capobianco said he kind of reminds him of Kyle McClellan, who was pretty good last year. Is that fair?
Yeah. I think so.